I'm Tim Z. Hernandez. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Our guest today is novelist Amy Stewart. She is an author who has written 6 nonfiction books on the perils and pleasures of the natural world, including 4 New York Times bestsellers, The Drunken Botanist, Wicked Bugs, Wicked Plants, and Flower Confidential. But today we'll be speaking with Amy about her newly released historical fiction novel called Girl Waits with Gun, which is based on a true story about a car accident that took place in 1914 in Paterson, New Jersey, from which a series of, I guess you'd call them, dramatic events unravel, from a single car accident. It's a great book, and in fact, author Elizabeth Gilbert called it a romping, hilarious novel, and I would agree with that. It's exactly a romping, hilarious novel, but it's a fun read, and I have no doubt that the interview with Amy Stewart will be equally as fun. I hear that she even created a special cocktail that is meant to be paired with her book. It's called the New Jersey Automobile. It's like I guess it's like gin with vermouth and blueberries or all sorts of goodness in there. And so, you know, it's great when you have book clubs to also offer drinks. I just wanted to talk about book clubs briefly, because if you've never been a part of a book club, I would really encourage you to find a book club or make one of your own. It's always a great excuse to get together with friends and share a meal, take a trip somewhere, have some drinks, talk about something in common. I personally love book clubs. I've been to a few where they've actually read my books and have gotten together to talk about it, which is kind of a strange experience sometimes, but it's a rewarding experience too. In Boulder, Colorado, I remember this one book club. It was a group of soccer moms who my daughter was in a soccer team, and they found out that I was an author and I wrote a book called Breathing in Dust. And so they all decided to, for their book club, read Breathing in Dust, which is a real, in Boulder, Colorado, it was soccer moms. It was kind of a scary experience because Breathing in Dust is it's like the whole opposite end of the universe from there. It's, about Central Valley youth growing up, it's real graphic and raw, but they loved it. They loved the book, and then they invited me to their house. But they invited me first, but without telling me that they loved it. They said, "Would you like to come to the house and talk about the book?" And I thought, "Oh man, this could go either way." But no, they loved it, and we drank wine and ate. And there was another book club in California that read "Mañana Means Heaven," which is based on the life of a real woman named Bea Franco. And the book club members, they went to the site of Bea Franco's grave there in Fresno, and they drank scotch and they ate orange Skittles, because that was Bea's favorite Skittle, was the orange Skittle. And they all sort of read from the book and sat around and had a great conversation about it, you know. And, you know, I guess that's the wonderful thing about book clubs is you can, you know, it's kind of like having a special sort of dinner party or a gathering, but that's based on one particular subject. So you can go any way with it. I've had book clubs that were in pubs, which is not recommended because it's always too loud. There was another book club that had, like, I want to say 25 members, and they'd been around for 15 years, and they all dressed really fancy, and they had these they had a 3-course meal, and they invited me to sit down, and during dessert they did a Q&A, and it was just at someone's house, and, you know, there are always drinks, so it makes for great conversation. But all in all, I think my favorite part about book clubs is that the author gets the opportunity to see the readers, and the readers get the opportunity to interact with the authors, and in turn we all end up hearing great stories. Sometimes a character will resonate with them, or questions will be raised in their own lives. It's just a really unique experience. And it's probably one of my favorite things to do as an author is interact with readers in a book club. What more could a writer want and a reader want, right? With that said, you don't want to miss this interview with Amy Stewart, who is no doubt no stranger to book clubs herself. Stick around for another edition of Words on a Wire.